Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the band. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about. But they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
Kind of attack. Areas mapped out to be no strategic. Me and my platoon make a move wherever we go. But what are we here for? Who's on the other side of the war? Somebody give the president a call. But I hear warfare scream through the air. Back to the battleground before they declare a desert storm. Let's see who reigns supreme. Something like Monopoly, a government scheme. Go to the army, be all you can be. Another dead soldier, hell no, not me. So I start letting off ammunition in every direction. A law is my only protection. But wait a minute, Saddam Hussein prays the same. And this is Asia from where I came. I'm on the wrong side, so change the target. Shooting at the general, and where's the sergeant? Blame it on John Honey Hawkins for bringing me to America. Now it's mass hysteria. I get a rush when I see blood, dead bodies on the floor. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. over. But now at least, just because they lost, it don't mean it's peace. It's a long way home, it's a lot to think about. Whole generation left in doubt. Innocent families killed him to miss. It'll be more dead people after this. So I'm glad to be alive and walking. Half of my platoon came home in coffins. A separate general buried in the storm. And bits and pieces, no need to look for them. I played it slick and got away with it. Break it up so they would think they did it. Now I'm home on reserve and you can bet when they call, I'm going AWOL. Cause there ain't no way I'm going back to war. When I don't know who or what I'm fighting for. So I wait for terrorists to attack. Every time a truck backfires, I fire back. I look for shelter when the plane is over me. Remember Pearl Harbor, New York will be over me. Kamikaze, grab the bomb. No peace in the east, they won't revenge for the dawn. Did I hear gunshots of thunder? No time to wonder, somebody's going under. Put on my fatigues and my camouflage. Take control, cause I'm in charge. When I snapped out of it, it was blood, dead bodies on the floor. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war.
Made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher, and I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning, but there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
The sky, wave them in the air. The sweet right here makes me feel alive. So
I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. That's right, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. It's worldwide. It's the best radio show on the planet. So we want you to tell everybody to tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities we have going down today. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's warm. It's not cold, and it's not hot. It's warm. It's about 80 degrees, and we have a slight breeze in the atmosphere. But the sun is shining. The skies are blue, and it's beautiful in Las Vegas. But this is the type of weather that you get in California. You know, you can go down to the beach and sit on the sands and listen to the waves come in and out, and you can receive the beautiful sunshine at the beach. And that's what kind of weather we have in Las Vegas right now. You can sit and enjoy the sun and the warm temperature. It's so nice. It's beautiful this time of year. In fact, this is the best place to entertain yourself in Las Vegas, because after all, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's talk NFL sports for week number. Yep, this is week number 6, and we are going to discuss Thursday night football. Who's playing tonight, Papa D?
All right, week number 6, there are 14 games, and tonight the New York Giants play the New England Patriots in New England.
All right, well, G Money's picking the Patriots, and what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 42.5.
All right. Well, we're going to pick the New England Patriots for the win, and it's going to be over because they'll probably score about 40 points by themselves playing the Giants. So, yeah, it's going to be a blowout. And they're playing in New England?
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a blowout in New England. So, everybody, listen. Thursday night game is going to be a blowout in New England. New England's going to blow the Giants out of the stadium tonight. It'll be about 50-12 or something like that. All right. What about Sunday's game?
All right. On Sunday, the Carolina Panthers versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. And they're giving the Bucs 2.5 points.
Carolina Panthers playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think they played before and the Bucs won. So I'm thinking if they're playing in Carolina, did you say they're playing in Carolina?
They're playing in Tampa Bay.
Oh, they're playing in Tampa Bay. Well, I think Carolina has a better football team, but they're giving Carolina 3 points?
Giving Tampa Bay 3 points.
Giving Tampa Bay 3 points. So Carolina is the favorite.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Carolina with the win. And what's the total points for the game?
47.5.
Oh, it's going to be under. Oh, it's going to be definitely under 47 points. Yep, Carolina Panthers with the win, and it's going to be under 47 points. Yep. Okay. Next game.
The Washington Redskins play the Dolphins in Miami, and they're giving the Dolphins 3.5 points.
Well, this is the game between the two sorriest teams in the NFL. The Washington Redskins playing the Miami Dolphins. I'm thinking, I don't even know if anybody's going to score a touchdown. I don't think they got defense. I don't think they got offense. I'm thinking that Washington is going to win. And what's the sports book say? How many points are they giving and who are they giving it to?
They're giving the Dolphins 3.5 points.
Yeah, so Washington's the favorite. Okay, I'm going to take Washington for the win. And it's going to be under whatever the total points is. Total
41.
Points should be about 35.
It's about it's 41.
41? Oh, yeah. It's going to be definitely under 41 points. So Washington with the win, and it's going to be under the total points. Okay. Next game. Well, I think it's time for a commercial break. So, DJ Papa D, take them to the commercial, and we'll be back for more of the sports in a minute. And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big ass crash. And he's going, "What the fuck? I'm out of here." And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had an Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet. I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show, and we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show, and you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation, and we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Yep, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Yes, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So, we left off talking about the NFL sports. So, we had talked about game one on Sunday. So what other games do we have playing on Sunday, DJ Papa D?
Next up, the Eagles are playing the Vikings in Minnesota, and they're giving the Eagles three points.
Okay. I think I'm going to take Minnesota for the win. And what's the total point?
44.
Well, I think it's going to be under 44 points. So Philly got a decent offense, but they got a decent defense, too. And Minnesota has a pretty decent offense, but they got a decent defense. So I think it's going to be a defensive battle, and I don't think a lot of points are going to be scored. So I'm taking Minnesota for the win, and it's going to be under the total point.
All right. Next up, the Texans play the Chiefs in Kansas City, and they're giving the Texans 5 points. And total points is 55.5.
Okay. I'm going to take the Texans for the win. Because I'm going to take the points. And I'm going to take the Texans. And I think the total points are going to be under 55 points. Because Kansas City didn't show up too well last week. So I don't know. But Houston has a good offense. So they may score a few touchdowns. So I'm going to take the under. I think it's going to be under 50 points.
So all right.
Texas, the Houston Texans for the win. And I know a lot of people are going to be disappointed because they think Kansas City is going to be an offensive powerhouse. But I don't think they'll show up. I think Houston's going to have a good defensive day. So I take Houston Texans for the win, and it's going to be under the total points. Okay, next game.
New Orleans Saints play the Jaguars in Jacksonville, and it's even. And total points is 44. Yeah, it's even.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Saints because I don't believe that anybody's going to beat them Saints. Who that say they going to beat them Saints? All right. Well, I take the Saints for the win. And it's going to be over 44 points. So I'm thinking Jacksonville may score a couple of touchdowns because the Saints have been playing kind of bad. But they still got a better offense than Jacksonville. So I'm thinking that it's going to be the Saints for the win, and it's going to be over the total points.
All right. Next up, Seahawks play the Browns in Cleveland, and they're giving the Seahawks 2 points, and total points is 46.
Seahawks are playing the Browns in Cleveland, and they're giving the Seahawks points?
Yep.
You be kidding. The Seahawks should be the favorite. So I'm going to take Seattle for the win. And I don't think Cleveland is good enough to beat Seattle. They're playing good. And I recognize the fact that the Browns have come a long way. But I don't think they'll beat Seattle. Even if they're playing at home, I don't think they'll beat Seattle. So I'm going to take Seattle for the win, and I think it's going to be over 40 points. Hello? Are we still on the air? Uh-oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you for a minute. Okay.
Okay. Next up. The Bengals play the Ravens in Baltimore, and they're giving the Bengals 11.5 points.
What's the total points for the game?
48.
Okay, I'm going to take the Bengals for the win, and we're going to be over 48 points. So, Bengals for the win, and it's going to be over the total point.
So, you did hear that they're giving the Bengals 11.5 points.
Yeah, but I think Baltimore is going to blow the Bengals out. I don't think the Bengals have a good defense. I don't think they have a good offense. I don't even think they'll show up. I think the Bengals are going to score like about 48 points by themselves. Baltimore is going to score like 48 points. So it doesn't
matter.
So are
you picking their, you're going to pick the Ravens?
Yeah, I'm picking the Ravens to win.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's going to be over the total point.
Okay. Next up, 49ers and the Rams are playing in L.A., and they're giving the 49ers 4 points.
Well, I'm going to take the 49ers plus the 4 points. And what's the total points for the game?
50.
50? I think it's going to be over 50 points. So I'm going to pick the 49ers for the win, and it's going to be over 50 points. Because I think the Rams are going to have to play to beat the 49ers. But I don't think they'll outscore the 49ers. I think the 49ers are just going to come with all of the offensive power that they have. And the Rams have been playing really bad lately. They haven't been scoring a lot of points. So even if they score, I think Baltimore's still going to be ahead of the game. So Baltimore Ravens to win, and they're going to score more than the total points. It's going to be over.
Okay. Next up, Atlanta Falcons play the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, and they're giving the Cardinals 2 points.
What? Oh, man. What's the total points in that game?
51.
Okay. It's going to be Arizona with the win. I'm going to take Arizona and the points. And they're going to beat Atlanta. But it's going to be under 40. What did you say? 48 points?
51.
Yeah, it's going to be under 51 points. I don't think either of them are going to score in the 20s. So I don't think they're going to have an offensive day. I think the defense is going to show up in both of these games, in both of these teams. So I'm taking Arizona to win because I think Arizona is a better team than the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
So what's next?
Cowboys play the Jets in New York, and they're giving the Jets 8.5 points.
Okay. What's the total points for the game?
45.
Okay. Cowboys will probably score a lot of points. The Jets may score, but they won't beat the game. So I'm going to take the Cowboys for the win, and it's going to be over 44 points for the total game. So I'm taking the Cowboys for the win, and it's going to be over.
All right. Next up, Tennessee Titans playing the Denver Broncos in Denver, and they're giving the Titans 2.5 points.
If they're going to give the Titans 2.5 points, I'm going to take the Titans. And they're playing in Denver, too? All right. Well, I'm going to still take the Titans for the win. And what's the total points for that game?
Total points is 40.
40?
Yeah.
Wow, they're saying nobody's going to score any touchdowns in that game. All right, well, I'm going to take the Titans for the win, and I think it's going to be more than 40 points. I think the Titans are going to score like 30 points. And I think the Broncos may score 20. So that's 50 points there. So it's going to be over. I'm picking the Titans for the win. Plus, it's going to be over the total point.
Okay. Next up, the Steelers play the Chargers in L.A. And they're giving the Steelers 6.5 points.
Okay. I'm taking the Chargers for the win. And what's the total points?
Total points is, or are, 41.
Yeah. I don't think Pittsburgh's going to score a lot of points. And I don't think their defense is going to stop San Diego, stop the Chargers from scoring. So the Chargers will score, well, total points of 41, you said?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking the Chargers will score about 20, 25 points. And the Pittsburgh Steelers may score 14. So 25 and 14 is 39 points. Yeah, I think it's going to be under. I'm going to take the Chargers for the win, and it's going to be under 41 points.
Okay. And last but not least, the Detroit Lions play the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, and they're giving the Lions 4.5 points.
Yeah, that's Monday night football, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Green Bay always plays good on Monday night. But the Detroit Lions play good on Monday night, too. So, but I think Green Bay is going to be, their offense will show up. Detroit might have a decent defense that night. So, what's the total points for the game? Is it 44?
47.
47. I'm thinking, since it's a Monday night game, it'll probably be over 47 points. I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers for the win, and it's going to be over 47 points.
Okay.
That's how I see it for NFL week number 6. Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's G Money's prediction for week number 6. All right, DJ Papa D, play some more music, drop a comedy spot, and let's sit back and cheer until we come back to the radio show in a minute.
All right.
I know you're kind of blue.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. This is Getting Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media. Help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and
then you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
and I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking."
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Yes, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So we want you to tell everybody to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities that we have going on. We are on the radio Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday every week. So tell everybody so that they can tune in to the radio show and listen to us as we play sports, music, and entertainment. We have comedy spots, and we have advertising. It's the radio show of the year. We are putting down all kinds of activities for your listening pleasure. So listen to the activities and the stories that we tell, and you'll get a lot of enjoyment from listening to the radio show. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and to get ready for Friday's show, which we dedicate to solving the homeless situation in cities all around the world. So if you know somebody that's working with homeless people, they're working with an agency or an organization that's working with homeless people, tell them to call us on the radio show so we can talk about it on the air, so we can let everybody know what they're doing and the activities they have going on to help the homeless on the situation that the homeless are going through. So we want to help the homeless improve their life, and we want them to get off the street and improve their livelihood. So we're doing what we can to announce all the activities that are available for helping homeless people improve their life. Yes, I am G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to thank my brothers for their assistance, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting the radio show on social media, and I want to thank DJ Papa D for playing the music, playing the commercial spots, playing the sports announcements. Yep, he's helping us out with my engineering
He's my engineer on my radio show. So I want to thank DJ Papa D for his help. All right. Well, like I said, tomorrow's show is dedicated to solving the homeless situation. And we're hoping to have people call in tomorrow to tell us what they're doing to solve the homeless in their cities, in their states, and in their countries around the world. That's right. We're broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be listening to Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So we are the number one radio station in the world. So listen to us on Friday, and we will entertain you with all kinds of interesting activities going on. All right. Well, like I said, it's time for me to shut it down. The clock on the wall says that's all. So I got to go. So I'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I'm Gene Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Later. Talk to ya. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.